And welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And for our next half hour, we're going to talk with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. She joins us via Zoom here today. Robin, good to have you on.
Yep, it's good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's been an interesting couple months, and really the last month's been actually okay. I took some time to get my head straight a little bit, went and saw my mom in Colorado a few weeks ago, and, you know, that was really nice just to kind of get away from everything. You know, I've heard your promos here on our station talking about, you know, getting away from the news cycle, and that's important for news people, too, because the last few months has been kind of depressing.
Yeah. It might even be more important for people who, you know, who communicate the news, because you're hearing everything and then you're having to filter through it and decide what to share with the rest of us. And so I think that probably it's even more important for you to be guarding your mind as you just see so much and hear so much. So glad to hear you got some time away.
Yeah, no, it was nice. You know, and you're right about that. It's like we hear all the information as the people who deliver the news, and then you also hear the other side of it. You get the audience to deal with it. Some who have one opinion, and then others who have another opinion, and mm-hmm. then people don't believe the news, and then so that's, you get to see it all, basically.
yeah, absolutely.
So obviously that's one aspect. You know, a lot of folks I know this week are excited because it's back to school time. K-State, of course, got going last week, but the little kids and all the way up to 17, 18-year-olds got to go back to school yesterday here in Manhattan. And boy, it's nice, I think, for a lot of families to get kind of back into the routine a little bit. And I know they're not 100% in person at the schools, but boy, this has to go a long way to helping kind of the mental health of kids.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's been a couple years since I've had a student in a K through 12, but I do, not so long ago that I don't remember what that was like, and just the excitement around the beginning of the new school year. And with the way that the last school year ended so abruptly, and then with just the uncertainty about what this school year would look like, I really feel for parents and kids and teachers and principals and superintendents and school board members and everybody, you know, in our community and across the state who's trying to make really the best decisions for the kids during this unprecedented time. So I really my heart goes out to everybody who's involved with and having to make pretty important decisions.
You know, it's interesting. I talked to my daughter yesterday. She started fourth grade yesterday, and I thought it was important on this first day, especially of this school year, just to kind of ask her, you know, how was your day? What was different about school? And it's fascinating because she really opened up. And usually, you know, in a normal school year, if I ask her, you know, how your day went, it's just kind of meh, you know, not a big deal. But I felt like, you know, we talked a little bit more, and that was healthy. It was good to kind of just learn a little bit, because I don't know what's going on here behind the scenes. Parents can't go into the school building.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you started the year out really well, Brandon, you know, just with starting that conversation. And I'm hoping and I'm believing that there were lots of those kinds of conversations, you know, in Manhattan yesterday when parents were welcoming their kids back home from school. And then for those parents who are, you know, doing homeschooling or remote schooling, I'm sure there were lots of discussions throughout the day, too, about just what that experience was like for those kiddos and their parents. So, you know, it's been interesting. Again, you know, I mentioned that I haven't had any children in K-12 in a couple of years, but it's been hard to get away from or to not be involved in just some of the discussions that have been going on in our community about school. And I know that it has been a pretty stressful situation with just trying to make the right decisions, you know, make the right decisions that affect, you know, or enhance our children's educational experiences, while also trying to mitigate against the spread of the virus. And so those have been some very difficult discussions. And then, you know, I've also just in following the news, seen all the discussions too about sports and whether sports would be allowed, whether it's at the professional level, the collegiate level, or at the K-12 level. And so lots of discussions, lots of different perspectives. And I think that that's probably one of the most important things for us to keep in mind, is that everyone's perspective and everyone's situation is a little bit different. And there's not just a one size fits all solution in the current pandemic. And because of that, you know, we have to have some flexibility with regard to how we approach this. And you know, as I think about just the stresses under which people are trying to make decisions, and again, whether it's parents trying to make decisions for their kids, or whether it's superintendents trying to make decisions about, you know, what's school look like, you know, whether it's school board members trying to, you know, help provide leadership in that area. Everybody has significant decisions to make. And, you know, when you think about the backdrop to that, our lives have changed so much just since, you know, last March. And so that's sort of the backdrop that we operate under. You know, and when you think about how we can't go out to eat like we used to be able to, we can't attend these large group gatherings like we used to, can't shop without a mask. Well, it can't do anything without a mask, really, when it comes to being in stores. Weddings have been canceled or downsized. You know, people who have lost a loved one have had to cancel, postpone, or just significantly change funeral services, memorial services. People have lost their jobs. People's businesses have closed. There's just been so much that's going on. And so then when you superimpose decisions about school and how we educate our children and move forward, it just really does add to sort of the intensity of the situation.
You know, it's really interesting. There's always anxiety around a new school year, but probably even more so this year. What would you recommend people do to kind of ease some of that anxiety, whether it's the child or even the parent being anxious about sending their kid to school?
Well, you know, I appreciate the way that you ask that question, because I think absolutely the first place to start is we have to check ourselves. And, you know, I was glad to hear that you spent some time to get away and get out of state and just sort of take some time for your own relaxation and restoration. Because, you know, if we're wanting to be the most helpful to our children that we can possibly be, we have to start with making sure we're okay. And, you know, I was having a conversation the other day with a friend of mine. We were talking about our kids, and, you know, the direction the conversation went was that our children study us, And you know, our children probably know us better than anybody else knows us. And when you think about the fact that they literally have spent their whole life in a relationship with us, observing our behavior, observing our speech, observing our habits. They know us. Even though they go through periods in their lives where it seems like they reject, you know, the things that we try to teach or the things that we stand for, they still really do tend to model after us. So we have a lot of influence over how our children are doing emotionally. And I think about what they say when you get on an airplane and, you know, they're doing the safety discussion. And if you've ever flown, you know that one of the things that they talk about, you know, is if the cabin loses pressure, you know, parents be sure and put your mask on first. And after you've put your mask on, then put the mask on your child. And I think that that's a really good message for us when we're thinking about or talking about our children's mental health and how our children are adapting under the current pandemic. We need to make sure we've got our masks on, and you know, we need to make sure we're breathing and that we're taking care of ourselves so that we can take care of our children. And I think that if we're not, then we need to get the help that we need so that we can give our children the help that they need. And I think once we've done that, then we're better able to model the things that we need to model for our children. And I think about that concept of resiliency, and I've heard the concept of resiliency been talked about recently. And of course, being resilient, you know, is the ability to adapt when faced with adversity, when faced with trauma. You know, being able to move forward even under very difficult circumstances and grow even in very difficult circumstances. And I have to admit that sometimes I've heard people talk about how kids are resilient. And there's a little bit about that phrase that makes me cringe, because it can be used to imply that no matter what happens to kids, they'll bounce back. And so I have some problems with that idea, when it's used to sort of dismiss, you know, the impact of trauma or adversity in kids' lives. And yet, at the same time, I think that there is a truth about the resiliency of children and the resiliency of adults, because there's a truth about the resiliency of all of us. And that is that when we look for ways to move forward, when we look for ways to grow, we'll oftentimes find those. And if we can't find the ways to move forward or to grow on our own, then we can reach out to other people who can help us find that way forward, find the way to grow, find the way to overcome the adversity that we're facing at any given point in our life. And that's true whether we're talking about it doesn't matter what kind of situation we're talking about. Whether it's within the context of COVID-19 or not. So we got to start with ourselves. And once we start with ourselves, then we can really focus on and help our kids develop resiliency. And I think you indicated, I think probably one of the very first things or one of the very first things we can do is talk to our children about how they're doing. Ask them, you know, how was your day? Or maybe even rather than leaving it quite so open like that, you might say, you know, tell me about your day. Tell me about what happened at school. And if you see that they're struggling, let them know it's okay that they're struggling, that, you know, it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay maybe to be angry or sad or whatever it is that they're feeling. You know, it's okay to feel that. But I think it's real important too as parents to not just leave them there, to not communicate a message that says that, you know, they're always going to be disappointed or they're always going to be afraid or always be angry or always be sad. But to let them know and to give them messages that there are ways that they can overcome any of those negative feelings that they might be having. And I think for part of that, it's letting them know that the circumstances that they're in aren't going to last forever. And that they're not alone in those circumstances, that there are a lot of people who understand what it is that they're going through and what it is that they're feeling. Their classmates, their teachers, their parents, their friends, you know, those people that are in their lives and important to them understand what some of the struggles are that they're having. So they have support in that.
Yeah, I think that's very important. Absolutely. Robin Cole, our guest here, executive director from Pawnee Mental Health. We're going to take a break and we'll come back, continue our conversation in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.